Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. A toll bill passed through a legislative committee yesterday.
No!
The Finance, Revenue, and Bonding Committee met about the bill that would add tolls to Connecticut highways. It passed 30-20 along party lines. This is the second committee it got through, so... You know, it sucks, but I don't think it was unexpected. I think they called the vote because they had a lot of bad news this week. You know, one, you got the Speaker of the House saying...
The details almost don't matter.
Right.
That'll like, all right, we need something else.
Right.
Let's have some good news. All right, call it up for a vote, Finance Committee.
Chop, chop! Let's get some fresh voices out there.
Yeah, let's just have another story today so they don't just keep asking for details. Which is funny, because our Simowitz Tuesday says...
The details almost don't matter.
And if you're wondering what the flubble was, he says, T-dales, he meant details.
The details almost don't matter.
Like how to pronounce the word details.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So Tuesday said the details don't matter. Yesterday he said, we're not going to release the details, because the Republicans will twist them. Isn't that interesting?
Special.
Wouldn't the details be the details? Like, you put out a two-page, this is how it's going to work. This, that, the other thing. And then those are the details.
Yeah. Facts is facts and rules are rules.
Like instructions. Rules are rules. Facts, facts.
That's how it works.
Right. One day you say the details don't matter. The next day you say, we're not releasing the details.
Because you don't have any. That's why, you stupid jerk.
That means they have details and they're so bad that they know this thing will just collapse. And then State Representative Lamar, on the same day that Arsimowitz said, we're not releasing details, he said, we have a few weeks and we're going to tighten the numbers and get the numbers out to you. So everybody's saying something different.
Apparently.
And then Governor Lamont yesterday said, what's today? So you have people just saying different things.
What's today? Why, it's Christmas, guy. Olin, what's today? Why, it's Christmas, guy. It's Christmas Day.
Don't you picture him just, you know, this rich kid in, like, silk pajamas and slippers.
Right.
Walking around the mansion.
Yeah.
Not knowing what the hell's going on.
Even his teddy bear's like a grand.
Right.
I say, where's Teddy?
I think these leaders must leave a meeting with him and be like, oh, my God, what the hell? It'll be a miracle if we get this thing through.
And by the way, it's Christmas Day.
Huh? What's today?
Well, it's Christmas Day.
And you know, I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but I'm a little surprised that the Finance Committee, all right, just take that in for a second. I just want to say it, and then I'm going to let it pause, right?
Right.
Finance Committee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is the committee that runs the numbers.
What finance? We have no money.
They're the Finance Committee.
Right.
They just passed this, and they don't have any details.
None.
Wow. That tells you everything you need to know. Finance Committee, we don't care.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care.
Right.
We don't care. Pass it.
They're not going to work because it's Christmas Day.
We were promised money.
Right.
Where's my money?
Yeah.
Ayo, where's my money? Ayo, where's his money?
So you're going to hear, we're going to play this and then we'll kind of skip through. It's a little insight to, you know, the committee meeting yesterday. And you're going to hear this woman ask questions about where all this, all these numbers are coming from, because they're basing some of their numbers off of a CDM Smith study, but then they change some of the numbers and they're like, well, where did that number come from? And how do you still come up with the same? This is what we've been saying on the air.
Yeah.
How do you have this math equation and then you just change things in the math equation, but still have the same number at the end?
Yeah, the same answer.
Right. And he had no answer for that.
So I do have some questions related to this bill and to get to some greater specificity. But let's start with the big number. And I know that the good representative, along with the senator, have talked about this. What we're estimating in this bill that we are expected to vote on today is $929 million annually.
I thought it was eight.
It also outlines that gross toll revenue, about $100 to $150 million, will be used for administrative costs associated with the DOT or operations for the tolling system.
So, listen, hold on. If they're guessing in this CDM Smith study that it's going to cost $100 to $250 million a year to run this, you know the DOT will find a way to make it a half a billion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so it should be run between 100 and 250 million. Yeah, how'd you do, DFT?
Why? We would bring the money with two million dollars.
Yeah, thank you.
It's Christmas Day.
So how do we come up with a number of $929 million? What number of gantries and what toll rate is that based on? Where did that number come from? Through you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Lamar.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, to address the question. The $929 million number came from OFA analyzing CDM Smith's original proposal and looking at the governor's proposal that was derived from
it. Okay, stop. There you go.
With the new kid.
Yeah. We took a number here. We took a number there. Yeah.
I feel like he's freaking out in his head. Like he's trying to put words together, but inside he's like, crap.
Like
crap,
he's stolen.
Crap. I don't know.
The number came from that thing that we did.
Well, they know what the Federal Transportation Committee will accept, and they can't tell us that. So they're just coming up with these numbers. It's going to be so much worse than what you're seeing on paper now, and it's bad on paper now.
Yes. This answer is when you get called on in class,
and you have
had
no idea
the right answer, but you copied off of someone else. So you're trying to make it work.
I think what he's trying to do is, like, which lie am I supposed to tell right now? Because there's so many, you know, there's different plans in his head. Like, there's the one that they know this is the one that's real.
Right? Don't give that one. Right? Don't give that one.
We can't say that one for 3 weeks.
Yeah. I wish he would have done like an AJ when he's thinking. Well, Representative.
It's even more entertaining.
Way more.
How old is that guy? Like 17?
I wish everybody did that when they were thinking.
You know, that would work.
Yeah.
Even North Korea. Whoa, what's the work?
That would be way better.
You know, it's universal. I'm figuring it out as I think.
It's like thinking mode.
Yeah. Right. Your tongue's out. It's hitting the side of your mouth. Back and forth. Yeah. Works.
Yeah.
Be happy world.
So where did you get those numbers from?
The driver's going to need the dryer sheets for when he washes his pants afterwards. The diapers for now. It's happened.
Thank you, Representative.
Derivative. At least I can say derivative.
Derivative. Who's that?
That's AJ thinking.
Is that AJ thinking?
Yeah.
That was my real thinking mode.
Oh, my God.
That's deep thinking.
You know what we need to do? And I know when I say we, I mean Phil.
Of course. Well, I thought I spelled we, Phil.
You have to take this committee meeting and have various questions. And then they need to be answered by AJ.
There you go.
Nonsense.
Maybe actually make more sense.
Yeah. Get right on that, Phil.
Okay. Chomp, chomp.
Okay.
And then just so you know, as they're passing all this stuff in there, they're beating us down with a hammer. They're proposing $5 million to houses of worship security in the wake of that mosque fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hire a guard.
Can you just act like you don't have any money for like 24 hours? Can you let one news cycle go?
Yeah.
Without you being like, yeah, let's throw some money.
We must jump on a diversity.
Yeah.
And could they have more people at that little press conference? I mean, everybody was there.
They run to everybody's help but ours.
Right.
Wait, you can't get out in front of your group, your flock, or whatever it is, and just say, hey, does anybody here have a pistol permit?
Right.
All right. You mind carrying and just sitting near the door
just
on
hang up
Sunday
by door.
Or whatever day it is we're here?
Exactly.
Yeah,
keep
you mind?
An eye.
You mind?
You stick with a gasoline can and some rags
okay,
and a lighter.
How about this? Everybody.
Shoot the guy.
Yeah, as we pass the hat around. Can everybody throw in a couple extra dollars so we can hire a security guard?
Kick it.
Those guys for like $12 an hour sit in the car.
Right, plus ammo.
Can we do that?
And we'll buy them a nice sandwich.
Or we're going to start providing security for every private business. And I mean, the church is a private entity that's tax exempt.
Right.
How about spending some of that money you don't have to pay in taxes?
Seriously.
On security. Now we got to pay that.
Really, you have more money than God anyway.
We're so screwed.
Yes, we are.
We might as well enjoy the ride.
I feel like I'm drunk.
It's not too late to call your rep and do your thing.
Do the thing you do.
Do your thing.
Da, da, da. Da, da, da. I do your thing. Da, 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 da.
I'm not sure if Ashley knows how deathly afraid of spiders Jennifer is.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, she was on the treadmill, and here's a recording of her summoning me for help. Who thinks there's a spider under the treadmill?
What's wrong?
Stop! It went under the treadmill! The front of the treadmill!
What?
Under the front of the treadmill! Please!
It was a cricket.
It wasn't even a spider.
Which are good luck in some cultures.
Yeah. So there was another spider occurrence at the house this morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
What happened?
What did your guest say yesterday? She was sending a message. I was sending a message this morning. You know?
Yeah. She sent
sending
a message.
A message.
Right.
Right,
okay.
The mountain climbing every time they had to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
right.
I was in the bathroom, you know, with the door open, looking out, and I was like, oh, my God, there was a giant spider on the bathroom floor. And so I was like, okay, I walked right by it. I didn't know it was there until I was, you know, in the bathroom. I walked out. I said, I have to kill it because it can't be in the bedroom, Chaz. It's like half the length of my pinky. It was massive.
Wow, that's big.
And so I was like, I have to kill it. So I went into the closet, grabbed my slipper, and then I
your flip-flop.
No, it was my slipper, hun.
Oh.
And then I recorded myself killing it.
You killed it.
Wow, look at you.
I killed it, Chaz. It was too big.
Couldn't pick it up with a tissue and let it outside?
I could barely touch it with my slipper. No, I had to kill it. Yeah. I have to get ready for work. It can't be next to me. I'm sorry.
Wait, what do you do? See, that's horrible. You're sending a message and you have to kill a spot. You can't get up when you're sending a message.
It could have grabbed your slipper and started hitting her with it.
It was a quick message. And now I have another message.
It became quicker.
Yeah.
Now I'll be late spider, to you're work like, I have
I'm
messages.
Done.
There's an entire self-conversation going on in this bedroom. I mean, the bathroom.
I would have.
I can hear it.
I would have killed it too. I don't let those. Sorry.
I left a little spider guts on the bathroom floor because I can't clean it. Sorry.
Right.
So can
poor
you take care of that when you get home?
The cat will get it.
Can you imagine?
Cats like that stuff.
Can you imagine if Spider-Man shows up to help her? She's going to beat the thing to death.
No.
I'm here to help.
No, he's hot. He's hot.
Beat him like Doc Ock.
There's just this big mush of blue and red. He's all twisted on the ground.
He's like shaking.
You did a Spider-Man.
Twitching.
You killed Spider-Man.
Yeah, one less going.
Trust me, if any of you were here right now, you would be like, holy crap, that is a big spider.
I don't know. I have the video. You can see the size of the tile and the size of the spider, and it really doesn't seem that big.
The phone never captures it accurately. I'm telling you, it's massive.
I thought the camera adds 10 pounds.
Are we talking about the message here? Or?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Speaking of which.
Phil, I sent you, not that you have the nothing to do right now, but I sent you a video of it, and I don't know if you can grab the audio. She says the F word in the beginning of the...
Oh.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. Gonna have to clip
as
that
an
out.
F you spider, you're dead.
AJ, you would have freaked out too, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not a fan of spiders. Once you get bit by one thing, you never go back.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So that would be your badass moment. You killed a spider.
Yeah, she's badass.
Yeah.
With a slipper.
We're gonna play a farmer cutting off his own leg to save his life.
Right.
That's a badass.
That's insane.
That spider's have seven legs, but yeah.
Not someone who.
Hey, my badass moment this morning is walking by that spire.
Oh, wait, we have the audio. Here it is.
Okay.
So you can hear us in the background on the radio.
Okay.
What did you throw at it?
It's a slipper.
it was dead on my slipper, and I banged my slipper on the toilet into the water, and I flushed it.
That thing had a really bad morning.
I feel bad for that little guy.
No.
He's just walking through the bathroom, and right. It's like, oh, my God, who's this right. Screaming?
Kaz, I don't think he would have picked that one up.
Really?
Yes, I swear to God.
Matt and Danbury.
Hey, yeah, question. Why was she sending a message with the door open?
Because no one else was home. You don't do that?
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, the bathroom, it's the master bath off the bedroom has a toilet with its own door.
Right.
So someone could be in there, like, doing something, putting makeup on, and you could go in and use the toilet and close the door.
And did she finish sending the message, or stopped it?
I think the spider forced it to, like, do it real quick.
Yeah, it was like, you know how AJ, like, talks really fast?
Yes. Blah, 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 blah. Exactly,
I think the message came out quickly once she saw the spider.
Right. It probably sounded exactly
like
too.
If she had pants on, we could say she Esther pants.
Right.
Right.
Flatulence, okay.
Right. We'll go with that.
Right. Sure. Do not a lot of people, like, do that with the door open?
If
like,
you have a
no
cat, you cannot close your door. Because they will start going, nah, nah, nah. They put their paws on the door like, where are
no,
you?
I have to close the door. I don't want the cat rubbing up against my legs while I'm doing that.
They want to be pet right at that moment.
And then there's that very rare moment that you stand up and something might fall. No?
Okay.
You know, not that it happens, but it could, right?
Right.
Right. Then it's on the cat.
Oh, God.
Well, then the cat will know never to walk in there again.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know. I wouldn't want that to happen.
Why does the cat smell funny?
What's that brown spot in the cat? I thought he was full.
The cat's like, I am not cleaning it up myself, okay?
No.
You use your tongue. You clean this off. I clean my own butthole, not yours.
All right. No, I don't want a cat purring, like, rubbing up against my legs while I'm like...
Oh yeah, no. Marshall
making
will sit.
Noises.
Marshall will sit right in front of me and like he'll like lean his head back, like pet me. I'm like, this is kind of awkward. Why are you in here? I wouldn't want to be in here.
Oh, I leave the door open.
So she was probably in the master bedroom, and the master bedroom door is closed, so the cat can't come in. So then she's in the master bath, and that has a split toilet, like its own little toilet area that
she
just closed off.
The toilet split.
So she was in the bathroom with the toilet door open. She's able to look into the shower and see that,
her reflection.
spider crawling across the floor. I feel bad for the spider.
Yeah.
Why?
Like,
I'm just walking
day.
Through. I'm just walking through.
Yeah.
I'm just doing
nice,
my thing.
What a nice house they have.
I don't know how I got here. I'm just trying to find a place where I could shoot a web.
Right.
All they want to do is go outside. They just want to get back outside. Yeah. I normally, like, wrap them up in paper towel or toilet paper and let them outside.
You put a cup over them, you slide a piece of paper, and you kind of escort them out.
Yes.
I try doing that, but if they're keep on doing it, then they get gushed.
Right. I'm with you. If it, you know, after three or four tries, you're not cooperating, then I did everything I could for you.
Yeah.
That's the sound of her throwing the slipper. She screamed and threw at the same time.
Right. That's talent. Yeah. They should in the Olympics with, like, the javelin throw.
Right, that's what she was screaming to give herself that extra energy.
Right, like the tennis players go,
like the tennis players.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
What killed the spider, the slipper or the scream?
The scream stunned it, which enabled the slipper to hit it.
Right. It couldn't move because it was just like,
paralyzed. With sound waves. Because it took all of its 8 little legs and put it over its ears. What the hell was that? Man.
What is this a spider story?
I don't know. He just called it.
Sergeant Manchester.
Hey, good morning, guys. And Ashley, welcome to the tribe.
Thank you so much.
Anyway, Chez, I want to know, what's the difference between Jennifer's spider scream and her mouse scream?
Right. Oh, a different decibel.
Right. All right, so here's the mouse. So this is a...
that one has... That was
one
sharper.
Of these, what do you call them? The things you use to put water in the...
The watering can.
Watering can for flowers.
Yeah.
Right? Was in our pantry. So obviously we had a mouse in our pantry.
Right.
So she left water in there. So it jumped into the can and it couldn't get out. So it drowned in the water that was in the can.
Right.
And of course, she called me at the station, like asking me what to do. Like, I don't know. Go out in the backyard and dump it. But I thought I should record this moment. Yeah, they're similar, right?
The mouse had a little more sharpness towards the end.
Oh, really?
That mouse wasn't even moving.
No, it was dead.
Yeah, imagine if that one was alive.
Because your ear will tingle at the end of that one.
I wish I recorded.
If that was the dead mouse scream, the live mouse scream probably would have shattered your windows.
Yeah, really.
That's right.
That one wouldn't win the house. Yep.
Thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. I wish I recorded the scream. We had a mouse in the house. The cat was chasing it. So there'd be different, just outbursts of energy.
Right.
So the mouse would get under a couch, and then the cat would just stay there and, like, patrol.
Yeah.
And then the mouse would be like, all right, here's my chance. And then there's running.
Right.
Right. So now they work their way upstairs into the game room. And we're downstairs, and she's cooking, right? And we have one of those, where the living room doesn't have a ceiling, so it goes all the way up to the roof.
Yeah.
And there's this, like, ledge with railing.
Oh, no.
And we hear this outburst, and the mouse must have been like, I'm going for it.
Oh, no.
It's like a Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid moment where they just they run off the ledge.
Thelma and Louise.
Did you hear Thelma and Louise? Like, I'm off the edge of the ledge. I'm running. And it just runs right off and lands on the counter in front of her.
Oh my God. That must have been epic.
Yeah. I just see this mouse like, holy S, he did it. And then you hear... on the counter. And now he doesn't know what to do.
Oh, my God.
And they're looking at each other. And then she screams. I feel like she blew him off the counter. That scream. Wrong number leads to epic voicemail. Normally you call a wrong number. You just hang up. You don't leave your life story.
No.
But it makes for good dumbass news audio. Let's play it.
Hello, who are you? I don't know you. This phone is not a phone. It's a fax machine. You should not leave messages.
Wait, hold on. Translation?
He says, don't call here.
This phone is not a phone. It's a fax machine.
Fax machine.
It's a fax machine. How's he calling out on it?
Who uses a fax machine anymore?
Right?
Yeah, right. Who still
Hello,
has a fax
you
machine?
Call the past.
I have a printer that has a fax machine, but I don't have a phone line.
Hello, leave it for the time. Call the past.
Right. Yeah. Hi, this is Doc. Is Marty there?
Call him back on the future.
This phone is not a phone. It's a fax machine. You should not leave messages. Also, I don't know
you. Wait, what did he say?
Do not leave messages. It's a fax machine. You can't leave messages. You want to leave a fax? You're going to leave a fax.
What accent are you using?
I don't know. Whatever he is.
Really? That sounds... He sounds...
He sounds like he's like might be like Asian.
Oh.
It's a fax machine. You should not leave messages. Also, I don't
know
you.
It sounds Indian to me, no?
No, I'm thinking Asian.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Either way.
Right. Either way, he sounds pissed.
Maybe he's right in the middle there.
Right. Right.
Yeah, he's on the border.
Yeah, who knows?
Between India and China.
Also, I don't know you, so send a fax, but don't call any time. This phone number is not a phone number. It is an unpublished phone number and only for fax. So my fax number is 25. I can't listen to your message. Your message was all blurred. And I don't know why you are calling. I'm a sick person. I have health problems.
Wow.
Always health problems, Chad.
I have health problems.
Yeah, message is all blurred.
Yeah, I cannot see your message. All blurred.
So was it a fax that was blurred, or there was an audio message that he couldn't understand?
You sound like blah, 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 blah.
I cannot listen to your message.
You sound like AJ ticking.
This phone number is not a number.
Wait, did you just say you sound like AJ ticking?
Exactly. Talking? I was talking to him. Okay, I screwed up, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Good.
And I don't know why you are calling. I am a sick person. I have health problems. So if you want to call, send a fax. If you don't have a fax machine,
Don't call here because I'm a sick person.
This is a drinking game. Drink every time it says fax. Forget about it. You're shot right now.
Oh, really?
It's a fax so many damn times already.
Yeah.
He should have just stopped right at I'm a sick person.
Just a fax.
Okay.
Yes.
We won't ever call back.
Right.
I don't think you even need to include that.
Right. Just don't call anymore.
He said a back problem. What the hell's back problems got to do with it?
I think people understand. This is the wrong number. Don't call her.
Right.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
He really wants to hammer that point home.
Right.
You can send fax, but don't call this number. My fax number is 25. You screwed up my fax. So 25, and when I pick it up, you hang up on me. So please call. Don't call. Don't call 25. I have health problems. I have back problems.
Health problems and back problems. Yes.
Wow.
Right.
Health problems and back
problems. My back hurts. My health hurts. My fax hurts.
My fax hurts.
I have fax problems.
And my big toenail is longer than I want it to be.
It got caught in the bed sheets the other day.
Like, TMI. Like,
my grass needs to be cut.
I have flatulence problems.
I have quarter tank of gas in my car.
I have not pooped in 4 days. Too much rice.
There was a spider in my bathroom this morning.
I got a really bad haircut.
Why are you telling me all this?
Right. Like, all right.
I can tell you this person will never call there ever again.
I had a tuna fish sandwich for lunch. Please don't call here.
My breath smells like poop.
This is why he's only got a fax. His family was like, you can't have a phone.
Right.
You can't do the phone thing.
Yeah, you're not a phone person.
No,
fax.
Yeah.
25 years of Xfinity Theater. Man, I went by fast.
You did.
Yeah, it really did. It's amazing. You know, you don't think of it as it goes on, but as you hit 25 and you look back and it's amazing. I mean, probably over 500 concerts, and it was really, certainly over 500 concerts, but really amazing.
This is the house that Jimmy built. Like, people think of you as a concert promoter, and I think some don't realize that this was your brainchild.
Yes, it was. I knew amphitheaters were getting much more popular. All around the country, people like going to outdoor shows, at the same time, it was a big money maker for promoters that were doing that, because you not only owned the ticket money, but you also had a piece of the parking money, a piece of the food and beverage money, and the sponsorship money, and the premium seats that you can sell, and things like that. It really was a different business, where you owned all the income streams instead of just the ticketing. And the artists were getting paid more and more of the ticketing, so we had to find money some other way, and that's why amphitheaters started to get so popular with the promoters.
So you have this idea, and that's great to have an idea, but then you have to put it together. What's the first thing you do? Now, did you own the company at the time, and then do you need to go out and raise money? Did you have the money? How did that work?
Well, I did own my own company at that time. I certainly didn't have the money to put together what I thought would be a $22 million amphitheater, ended up being a $32 million amphitheater. So if you ever want to hire me to build something, don't. At the same time, what do I know about building? I made it very clear when we went way over budget. But the concept was to go and try to find a place in Connecticut first. And I went to Willington, Connecticut. There was this great spot out in Willington, which is east of Hartford. It was on 84, and the town turned us down. There's a truck stop out there now, but we were going to build the first amphitheater out in Willington.
Jeez.
Yeah, which really, looking back, wasn't the greatest idea in the whole world because it was really far away from New Haven in particular. And New Haven is such an important ingredient to the success of the amphitheater. So when they turned us down, I went to the governor, who at that time was Governor Weicker, and I said, do you have any big property? Because in Connecticut, it's tough to find 30 or 40 acres unused. And he suggested I go to Greenwich, and it actually was right where the arena and where we're building our amphitheater is now.
Oh.
And said, what do you think of that spot? And at that time, I thought Bridgeport wasn't the greatest place to do a concert. I had done shows in the High Life Fronton, and they were not very successful. And I decided, so I went to him and I said, Governor, I don't want to do Bridgeport. And his true words to me, and he was a very tall, big guy. He's like 6'4", 6'5". He stands up and he towers over me and he goes, then what the F do I do with Bridgeport? And I looked at him and I said, you decided to run for governor, not me. That's yours. You got to figure that out.
So, yeah.
He wanted Jimmy Coplick to save Bridgeport.
Right.
Yeah.
I ain't going down there. You go down there.
Oh, hell no. we love Bridgeport.
No, we do.
Yeah.
We do now, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so we ended up, he said, but I want to do it in a city, not in the country. Because most of the amphitheaters were in the country, out on Long Island. There's one, Great Woods, at the time, which is another Xfinity, is out in the woods right now in near Boston. And he says, I want it to be in a city, and I'll help you out. I'll get the funding. So we went to Hartford, and we found the current site after searching, and went back to the governor, and the governor loved the site and gave us $20 million to build it. And I thought I made the greatest deal in the whole world. I'm going to get this amphitheater with state money. I'm going to own I don't own it. I have a 50-year lease on it. So I said, this is great. I love the idea. But as it was getting built, I decided I wanted to make an indoor venue. Because I thought I could run it 12 months a year, and it would be a really cool idea, which cost us an extra $10 million. But I needed to find somebody to help fund it, because I didn't have $10 million to spend on it all either. So I went to the Nederlander organization, who were owned some amphitheaters in Chicago and a couple other places, and asked them if they wanted to go in with in a partnership with me, but they have to fund the extra $10 million, which they did. And it was a co-promotion. It was co-owned by the Nederlanders and me and Shelley.
And the state. So the state actually owns the property and the building?
State owns the building. The city owns the property. And okay. I've got a lease.
50-year lease. So this is like one of those 7-Elevens. So they just lease the property.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2055, I can be thrown out.
Oh, okay.
2055.
I'll be 106.
Right.
But wait, you're 25, 20. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so.
Wow, you did that right, man.
Look at you.
Yeah, we took a 40-year lease, 95 to 2035, and then two 10-year options, our options, to 2055.
Damn. That's so sweet.
Yeah, it really worked out nice, and the city's made a ton of money on it. The state's made a ton of money on it because of the 10% tax that the public doesn't pay it, but we take it out of the bands pay it, actually.
Right.
We have really run an extraordinarily successful amphitheater thanks to the concertgoers in Connecticut because they respond to it tremendously.
Well, you know what's neat about it? I mean, there's nothing better than an outdoor concert.
Definitely.
And the artists love it, and the people love it. And you built a little city there. I remember the first time going in there, and there's like little stores over here. And,
yeah.
You get this kind of food over here. You get that kind of food over there. I'm like, this is so brilliant. It's so nice to have it in Connecticut. How old were you when you thought up this idea?
When I thought of the idea, I was about 40 years old when I thought of the idea, but it took me about 5 years to find the right spot.
Jeez. That's pretty amazing.
It worked.
And then I remember we talked to you some months back about this, and we were like, you know, bring us through the movie of your life, and there's always the, you know, the beginning where you have an idea, and it's all the work and the fun, and then the middle is, you know, the real work, and then the end is, you know, the happy thought, and you said the Xfinity was the big dramatic plot twist in your life movie because of that $10 million and that whole swing.
Yes, about 70% of the concerts today take place in amphitheaters. And if Connecticut didn't have an amphitheater, we'd lose probably 50% of the concerts that now play Connecticut. because we would probably some would go indoors during the summer, but otherwise, you know, the XL Center, the Webster Bank Arena, they're very, very slow during the summer. Artists want to play outdoor amphitheaters because it's just what you said. Outdoor concerts are great, especially if you're above the Mason-Dixon line, where you get cabin fever because it's damn cold, which it was up until 2 days ago.
Right.
And I have a concert in Syracuse, and I think about that.
Ooh.
Outdoors. So
yipes.
Yeah, so that should be fun. But nonetheless, we love to go outdoors. We it's, and the concerts outdoors always seem to do better.
And then you get to do those cheap like lawn seats, and you know, so people can go and they don't have to spend $1 million. You know,
that's the secret. I always say 3/4 of the seats are usually $30 or less, and in today's world, that's a bargain. And the lawn is extraordinarily popular. Sometimes the 18,000 tickets on the lawn sell out before the 6,000 tickets inside the shed.
Celebrating 25 years of Xfinity, and they had a big party this week there, and you had some special guests.
Yes, my close friend Michael Bolton, who was the grand opening of the amphitheater 25 years ago. I asked him if he would come up and speak at the function that we were having, the event we were having to celebrate 25 years. And he was coming in from L.A. on Sunday night and going to Toronto on Wednesday, but still was fine coming up on Tuesday to Hartford, and was wonderful. And he was the grand, as I mentioned, the grand opening. And J-Mo, the drummer of the Allman Brothers, who is the artist that played the second most at the amphitheater, attended.
Wow.
And he was great, and people were having their pictures and getting autographs from both of them. And then Mayor Luke Bronin, who is a good friend of mine and a good friend of the amphitheaters, spoke and declared it Xfinity Day.
You know, he could perform at Xfinity. We've had him on the show, and he's an accomplished guitar player and singer. Hold on, let me play you a clip.
The screen door slams, Mary's dress waves.
He's singing along to Bruce.
Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again. I just can't face myself alone again.
Not bad. And then 1 year he came to Hartford deal we were doing on St. Patrick's Day and did a song live.
I'm impressed, and I had no idea about that. So I can't wait to tease him about that.
You should ask him if you'd come on and do a quick number or two before one of the bands.
I have karaoke night one night.
Hmm.
I had no idea. I mean, I knew he was smart because he went to Yale and he's a Rhodes Scholar. I knew he was a tough guy because he spent time in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
So I knew he was a tough guy, but I never knew he was a musician.
Yeah. Surprise!
Yep.
He really, and I'm going to say this quickly, but he did save the amphitheater. Since 1995, I've been trying to get rights to city parking that used to be behind Baronet Coffee, which people know about. It's now behind the restaurant warehouse, and I used to have it on a year-over-year basis. And I said, you know, 1 year, if I don't get it, I have to close the amphitheater. And I'd say that to every mayor, and they'd still give me one-year deals. And Mayor Luke gave me an agreement through 2035. So
he
saved the amphitheater.
See?
Wow.
Yep.
Well, the last mayor, Jimmy, just had to offer a kitchen too.
That's all. Yeah. Some cabinets, the whole nine yards. Yeah.
It went about it the wrong way. You were doing it on the books.
Right.
You had to do it.
A couple
cabinets.
Probably a bedroom would have gotten it, huh?
That's exactly right.
Nice bedroom, though.
Somebody asked about Jimmy Page coming to Connecticut.
No plans. I don't think he has any plans to go on the road.
No. See?
Mark, in the oil truck, why not more concerts in the Waterbury area?
Well, the Waterbury Palace Theater was an old home of mine back in the 70s and 80s, but they tend to promote themselves. The real truth is that, you know, we're at Oakdale, and an artist that can play Waterbury can play Oakdale, and since Live Nation owns Oakdale, we tend to put the shows there and not Waterbury.
Exactly.
Yep.
So no big headlines coming out of the event this week at Xfinity.
No, it's funny because last year I wanted to announce that we were having Farm Aid, but I couldn't announce it until after the Dave Matthews show at the event, so I had to keep my mouth shut on that. We do have a couple of more shows going on sale, but they're hip-hop shows, and I didn't think that audience would really get real excited over the fact that that Future's coming in or Meek Mill's coming in or anything like that. I figured they wouldn't even know
it's
who they were.
It's funny because Young Chaz is 25. He listens to this show. but loves hip hop. So he'd be interested in that. So I do think there's a part of the listening audience that listens to all types of music and would be a little bit interested in that stuff.
Well, you're absolutely right. I do agree with that. And I love the breadth of what this show does, because I shouldn't just mention artists that are just popular on PLR, which who I've, you know, I'm a PLR listener myself, but this show hopefully captures more than just the normal PLR listener. Yeah, so we're working on Future and Meek Mill, and we're also working on Chris Brown coming in there, and
oh, wow.
Hopefully that will work. And with Nicki Minaj, that will be an interesting tour. I think Nicki could kick his butt.
I think she can too.
Yeah, I don't think Chris should get too pissed at her. I
no, he gets the cool. fights a lot, but she'll definitely take care of him.
Yeah,
she'll clean his clock.
Yeah, I think so.
Steve from Madison's asking about Bob Seger, which you get asked about every time you're on the show.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. And I don't mind answering, because I'm a giant Seger fan myself, and I'm working my butt off to get him into Connecticut before the end of the year. But if he doesn't get into Connecticut by the end of the year, he'll certainly be here next year sometime. And my expectation is he'll end up going back to Mohegan Sun. He just loves Mohegan Sun.
Jeff in Monroe wants to know, why no Jimmy Buffett?
Well, Jimmy tends to play the same venues every year, and he plays less and less every year because he's touching 70 years old. But next year, I'm going to try to get Jimmy back in. But he hasn't played Xfinity since 1999, so I think it's time for him to come back.
Xfinity's perfect for him. I saw him at Mohegan Sun, and you know the pair of heads showed up in a parking lot, and I thought it was amazing. It was my first experience with the pair of heads. But everyone said, oh, you need to go to an outdoor venue to see Jimmy, and because the pair of heads show up full force.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, for sure. And it's been so long that I think it would do tremendously well. And he's great for the image of the venue, too, because he's a party guy, and that's what our lawn is. It's all about the party on our lawn.
Mike the Micker guy wants to know, would you book any artists at Xfinity and then the next day at the new Bridgeport Amphitheater?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
But I would, but I will say that if the artist should draw only 6,000 people, it will go down to Bridgeport. If the artist draws 16,000 people, it should be up at Xfinity. But it doesn't mean I wouldn't put the same artist there in each place.
Right.
They have to make sure they fit right.
Okay, so if it's the right artist, you would do it.
Correct.
And I'm guessing that one would go on sale first. You sell those tickets, then you put the other on. You don't put both on at the same time.
Correct. We would probably put the big place on sale first and little place on sale second.
Dave in Milford, what's going on with the Woodstock thing?
Well, I would put all my money I have that it's not happening.
Yeah, John Mayer recently said that he doesn't even know if he's playing.
No idea. If the band goes, he goes.
Yeah.
He has no idea.
He has no idea. So that,
As we talk about this every week, it gets closer and closer to the weekend of Woodstock. So what's it, 11 weeks?
Right.
Nobody can put a festival on in 11 weeks.
Right.
Nobody can. I don't care if you're Superman. You can't get everything together in 11 weeks.
Right. Yeah, so your guess is no.
It's more than a guess.
Yeah.
Knowing the business, I would say no. I don't see how they can comfortably put this thing on in 11 weeks. I just don't see how it's possible.
Yeah. All right. We have a couple more questions, but we'll just have to get to them next week. Jimmy Kopic, Live Nation Concert God. Thank you, brother.
You got it. Speak to you next week.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.